This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From leafy living rooms to tiny desk succulents, indoor plants have taken root in our homes and our hearts. But what does your relationship with your plants say about you? An article in The Conversation, written by Dr. Brianna Labusk from the University of South Australia, has unearthed four distinct types of plant people, ranging from the casual waterer, or in my case, barely watering, to those who treat their plants like their own kids. So, which one are you? Today, we dig into the psychology, well-being benefits, and surprising emotional connections behind our indoor greenie obsession. Brianna, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
You've found four types of indoor plant owners. Can you walk us through these categories and how you identified them?
Yes. So the way we identified them is we ran a study where we surveyed a range of indoor plant owners in Australia, and we got them to describe their relationship with their indoor plants. And then we analyzed those responses and found that, yeah, there were four different categories. So ranging from what we've called the highly connected people. Mm-hmm. So these are the people with a really deep personal connection to their plants. They feel like their plants are part of the family, or maybe similar to a family pet as well.
They're the ones that when we're asked to look after their plants when they go on holidays, we all fear.
Exactly. Yes. Because if, you know, these people cry if a leaf gets broken. So a tough one to look after.
Yeah. And what about the other three categories?
So then we had our engaged category. So this is actually where most people in our sample fell in. So 42% of our sample were in this category. And these are people that spend a lot of time taking care of their indoor plants. So they're the people that probably know what all their different species need and the different amounts of water for each of them. But they don't have that sort of deep emotional connection. They don't view them as family members necessarily, but they spend a lot of time and energy looking after them. Mm-hmm. Then we have our limited engagement category. So these are people that still spend time looking after their plants. They still ensure that their plants are healthy and well looked after, but they probably don't know the difference between their different species and not spending as much energy as those sort of highly engaged people are. Mm. And then we have our no relationship people, which it sounds like you might fall into.
I have some relationship. Like, I like to look at them.
Yeah. So these people do like to look at them and they enjoy them, but they don't really take any of the, you know, they're not the ones that look after them and take care of them. They more just enjoy or are happy to have indoor plants. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for taking us through that. What does it mean when someone treats their plants like children? Is that healthy or even beneficial?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting part of our study because we know that when people have a connection to nature of any kind, there can be some really great benefits. It can be quite calming. It can increase our productivity and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But we did also find that some of these people, because they're so connected to their indoor plants, they did get, you know, distraught or really upset if their plant died or if their plant wasn't thriving as much as they wanted. So it's almost, the people that are so connected, they do get the benefits, but then there can also be this negative aspect of the relationship as well.
Yeah, given that part of your study also talked about like the emotional regulation or routine benefits, how do plants help people with mental health or stress relief?
Yeah, so there's heaps of research into this and there's lots of reasons why. In part, we know that even looking at the shapes and the colours of nature, it does things to our brain that makes us relaxed. From a psychology perspective, though, as well, indoor plants and definitely what our sample talked about is they do give that sense of purpose or routine to a day. And in particular, a lot of people, you know, a few years ago during COVID, it really did give them that motivation and the sense of purpose and looking after something else, which definitely had some, you know, some benefits psychologically to people during that time.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, even I remember starting a little outdoor garden, actually, which subsequently died. But during COVID, I was very motivated because there wasn't much else to do when locked indoors.
Exactly. And, it's just a nice thing, you know, and it feels good if you are looking after a plant and then you see it doing well. It feels really good.
Yeah. I've actually got a text in from Jeff. He's got an interesting question. What would you say to someone who thinks indoor plants are just decoration? Ooh, controversial.
It is controversial. Some of our samples definitely said that. They said they like their indoor plants, but it's only because they're decoration. But I think the really cool thing about indoor plants is they can look great. You know, I'm sitting in my office now and I have some and they look nice, but they also do things physically, like, you know, they can purify our air and things like that. So they definitely do more than, you know, a nice piece of art.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Although we still have to dust it like we have to dust art. We have to dust plants, which is, something that I also discovered, which is, just adds to the chores.
I feel like they get so dusty. I have to dust them all the time.
Yeah, and you can really see it on the green leaves. Some of the green leaves just really shine in that dust. I do have to ask this question of you, though. Finally, what category do you fall into?
I've been asked this a few times. I think I fall pretty well into the engaged category. I do spend a lot of time caring for my plants, but I don't view them as sort of children or a dog. And maybe that's because I have a toddler and a dog. So, you know, maybe I would view it differently if not.
Well, I have neither a child or a dog, and I still find it difficult to care for plants. Well, that wraps up our chat today. Thank you, Brianna, for taking us through the roots of our leafy obsessions.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
That was Dr. Brianna Labusk from the University of South Australia. Check out her recent article in The Conversation, They Are Like My Children. Research reveals 4 types of indoor plant owners. Which one are you?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.